Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and of course at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome to another weekly dive into the world of high school sports, which we do every week. Love to shine light on what's going on in the great state of Georgia when it comes to high school sports. We'll talk about some things if it makes sense for us from a national standpoint. But again, we like to just shine the light right here on our own backyard. And that's exactly what we're doing. Coming up here in just a few minutes, going to hear from Sanaya Sharper of the Archer Tigers girls basketball team. Got a chance to catch up with this young lady. High school career off to a great start, and got a chance to see her play. Got a chance to see her play last year, and then again, actually got a chance to see her play this past week. Unfortunately, the game didn't go in their favor, but still, again, like I said, they're having a great season over there at Archer. I know they would have wanted to get that win. And listen, they can still kind of, you know, the beauty of the region tournaments is regardless of how the regular season standings in, once you get into the region tournament, you can still do your thing, get a number one seed going into the state championship tournament. So that's exactly what they're going to try to do. Great conversation with her. You'll hear that here in just a few minutes. Plus, a little later in the show, my guy Joel Hillsman covers high school hoops throughout the state of Georgia. Like I said earlier, man, if you actually got physical splinters for every time you touched hardwood and walked on hardwood, this guy would be stitched up. He wouldn't be able to move around anymore because that's how much high school hoops he's covering here in the state of Georgia. So always good. This is always around the time we like to get him starting to tap in with him so he can kind of get us ready for these region tournaments that are going to come up, what to expect. And then obviously as the state tournament gets ready to ramp up, we'll have him on more and just kind of talk about week to week, you know, what we're seeing round to round. So great stuff. Real quick, too, want to remind you, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is Atlanta's radio home of Super Bowl 59. Join us for the Chiefs and Eagles live from New Orleans on February 9th. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of the NFL on Westwood One and brought to you by your Greater Atlanta Area McDonald's. Enjoy steak on any breakfast favorite. By Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors. By Prize Picks, run your game. And by Chattanooga Whiskey, the Tennessee way. Speaking of the big game, real quick, did you know that for the past 10 years, it's been about an average of 8 players from that played high school ball in Georgia in the Super Bowl? And that trend continues this year. Of course, everyone knows Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker, Westminster, played at Westminster. You've also got Jalen Watson, who played his high school ball at Laney, Justin Reed out of Dutchtown, Malik Herring, Mary Pearsons, Wanya Morris of Grayson, and a few others. So, you know, I say it all the time, Sonny. What do I say? Georgia could be very well.
Georgia is a grounds for great
school
players.
Great high school sport, not just football, high school sports in general. We produce some of the top talent. I say it every time. Like, I will stand by that. I think we really could be make a case for number one when it comes down to producing.
Did you know that because there's so many of the Georgia Bulldogs on there that there's a hashtag Philly? What is it? The Philly Dogs?
Yeah, yep. So, hey, man, listen. If you don't know by now, like, I don't know what else to tell you. Like I said, I'll stand on that. I really think Georgia could make a case for number one when it comes down to producing high school talent in each of the leagues. All the professions are, I mean, there's, it's there, like, everywhere you look, someone's from Georgia. I don't even tennis, track and field, like, this is someone. You know, swimming, the Olympics this past year. There's several people that, you know, were represented in the Olympics that were from Georgia. So, anyway, I'll get off of that now. All right, like I said, real quick, let's talk about a few of these coaching hires that were recently announced. Last week, the big one was Coach Boone Williams. Really, I guess it was, because was I live last? Yeah, I was live last week. I came on after the Hawks. So, yeah, Coach Boone Williams, Langston Hughes, of course, led them to a state title a few seasons ago, led them back to the game this past season. But unfortunately, they came up short in that one. But he took the job down at Northside Warner Robins. So The Panthers turned to a familiar face, and that is Andrinko Hines. He was at Berkmar. He had left Langston Hughes. He was previously at Langston Hughes prior to taking the Berkmar job. And when he was at Langston Hughes, I believe he was the pass game coordinator. So he worked, you know, hand in hand with Aaron Nolan, who is now at South Carolina, but originally was at Ohio State. So congratulations to Andrinko Hines on going back to Langston Hughes for that head coaching position. And then you heard me mention earlier Adam Clack, Coach Adam Clack, who led the Milton Eagles to the, what was it, the 2018 state title. He is back on the sidelines as the new head coach for Parkview. And, of course, Parkview, that vacancy became open when Sturdivant took a job in South Dakota to, you know, family matters there. Son had an illness, and he needed to be dealing with that. So Coach Adam Clack back on the sideline. So, of course, you know, Parkview, a program, historic high school program here in Georgia. Obviously, they'll look to kind of get back to being at the top and getting back into that title game contention. So we'll see how that all works out for them. But congratulations to Coach Clack getting back on the sidelines there. And then last week, I did not get a chance to tell you about this one, but Marietta replaced Coach Morgan with Cameron Duke out of Florida, Edgewater. Out of Edgewater in Orlando. So congratulations to the Marietta Blue Devils on their new hire. That's just a couple. We're going to probably take some time to dive deeper because there's still so many openings. But as we get closer to the season, obviously, or really to the summer, a lot of those are going to start getting locked up. So we'll definitely, as the time gets nearer, get into those. Right now, let's get into this conversation I have with this young lady. Phenomenal young lady. Great conversation with her. And you'll hear it in the conversation that she's already off to a great start just in general as a student athlete. You can hear it in her conversation. And that is Miss Anaya Sharper, Archer Tigers girls basketball team. Just a sophomore doing her thing. She's a shooter. And here's my conversation with Anaya. And we'll head out to the Wave4.com hotline where Sanaya joins me now here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. And Sanaya, let me say first off, thank you for taking some time out of your day. And congratulations on a phenomenal start to your high school career. You know, what would you say have been some key factors for you and your teammates, because you guys are having a pretty successful season so far this year?
I would definitely say our individual aspects as a team is what's making us successful. We have guards who can get to the hole and make that pass that gives us easy points. And we have shooters like me who can give you easy 3 points. And our bond is strong, and our team's overall athleticism, we're able to run through teams.
Good deal. And coming into this season for you in particular, what were some areas of your game that you worked on to help you with being, being able to have an impact for your team?
Definitely putting up lots of shots as a shooter, because I know I'm going to be shooting a lot in game. And so that meant last year I was shooting and making 200 shots from three. And so this year I moved it to 300 makes. And along with that, working on my speed and lateral movement so that I can be more effective on the court.
All right. And how big was that, speaking of last year, how big was it for you getting that varsity experience, you know, as a freshman?
Oh, yeah. As a freshman, it was definitely big. I knew I could do it. So, it's, you know, it was just the beginning of something big. So I'm just trying to improve to make it to the next level.
All right, spending time on the Wave4.com hotline. Sanaya Sharper for the Archer Tigers girls basketball team joining us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When you reflect on your freshman season, what were some of the biggest things that you had to get used to at the high school level?
I would say the pace of the game and coaching, like the intensity. It's practices are a lot tougher, and, you know, people's reactions in games is different. So,
all right, and you know, like you said, you're a shooter. You know, when you see teams recognizing, you know, how much of a threat you are from deep, how does that kind of make you feel, knowing some of the opposing coaches, you know, they're like making sure their players know where you are at all times?
It feels nice that other teams see me as a threat, because that means I'm doing something right as a shooter. They realize I can shoot from deep and that they don't need me having the ball. So, but along with that, that just gives me opportunity to open up and try and get open even when people are on me.
All right. And what do you love most about the game of basketball?
I like how fun it is and how competitive it is. And I like the repetitiveness as well, because it just allows me to see that the work I put in practice, it shows in the game.
Good deal. Spending time on the WayForward.com hotline here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9. The game tonight, Sharper, Archer Tigers, girls basketball. Any college or professional players tonight that you like to study?
I'm a fan of Juju Watkins.
Because, okay.
Yeah, she will shoot from deep like how I like to do, and she moves through traffic well, which is something I want to get better at, and she's a top player when you watch her on the court.
All right, and a couple more before I let you go tonight. In order for you ladies to reach your goals for the season, which obviously getting to making is definitely probably number one on the board, what are going to be some of the most important things that you all will need to kind of lock in on down the stretch here as you kind of get into this final leg of region play?
I would say we just need to lock in on playing our game, slowing down, and just hitting those areas and getting to the spot, shooting those shots that we do every day in practice.
Good deal, man. Well, I want to appreciate you once again letting you know, or I appreciate you, taking time out of your day to again join us here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Before I let you go, fun question for you. What's a go-to pregame meal for you?
Usually some nuggets from Chick-fil-A.
Little nuggets from Chick-fil-A. Okay. Fried or grilled?
I would prefer fried, but grilled, but I usually get them fried.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You young. You got plenty of time to work that off.
Yeah.
All right, Sanaya. Thank you so much, young lady. Appreciate the time, and so honored that I had an opportunity to see you play a couple of times now, and looking forward to watching the rest of your high school career and even further and beyond.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck to you and your teammates down the stretch as well.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Great conversation there. Sanaya Sharper, Archer Tigers girls basketball program. And again, like I said, they're having a really good season. Just two losses in region play. So, in fact, I think their loss to Grayson was just the third loss of the season. They did play tonight. I don't think the results are posted yet, but they were in action tonight. So we'll be keeping an eye on them to see how things roll for them down the stretch here. And, man, this is a fun time for all the winter sports. It feels like the winter sports season, it just feels shorter compared to the fall sports. I don't know if I'm tripping, but it feels shorter because, again, swimming and diving state championships are next week. And maybe they have the shortest. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what maybe makes it feel short. But, shortly after that, like wrestling, they're down and they're getting into the dual states, and they'll be having like region tournaments. Some of them are having their region tournaments this weekend. So they'll wrap up, and then basketball will wrap things up for winter sports. And then spring sports are actually already pretty much a lot of teams had tryouts over the last couple of weeks. So first practices are getting ready to begin. It's so crazy. Like the high school season, I don't know, maybe it's a getting old thing, but the high school season has gone by fast this year, it feels like. So anyway, that'll do it for this segment. When we come back, my guy Joel Hillsman Heavy, we're talking hardwood action across the state of Georgia for high school, and he's all locked in on that. You'll hear that conversation with him. It's going to be live, actually. It's coming up right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.